Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Under the theme of R&R, we looked at those first four verses in our gospel reading today, which are there in bold. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a song written by a Christian musician, Matthew West. And in the song, he tells it was inspired by the story he heard of a woman whose daughter had been killed by a drunk driver. The title of the song is Forgiveness. The story of the woman is that her daughter was killed by a drunk driver. But then afterward, not only did this woman forgive the drunk driver, she actually went to court to have the guy who was now in prison for what he had done, to have his sentence reduced in half so that he could get out of prison and start his life all over. The song concludes with this prayer. Show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me to do the impossible, forgiveness. I want to be set free. Show me how to see what your mercy sees. Help me now to give what you gave to me, forgiveness. This is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel story. But before we get into this first part of Luke 17, I think it's helpful to notice that the last 2 weeks we were in Luke 16, now 17, and then 17 against next week. And Jesus is talking to lots of different audiences in these four gospel readings. 2 weeks ago in the first part of Luke 16, Jesus, we're told, is talking to his disciples. But when you hear that term, I don't want you to think in narrow sense. I want you to think in a broader sense. It's really he's speaking to the crowds who are following him, listening to him, and believing in him. That's really who the disciples are there. And to those disciples, Jesus says, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Then in the second half of Luke 16, Jesus is addressing the Pharisees. Last week, he told them the story of the rich man and poor Lazarus. And at the end of it, he said, if you do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will you be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Which was exactly the story of the Pharisees. They didn't believe that the Old Testament pointed to Jesus, and they still didn't believe in Jesus when he rose back from the dead. Today's gospel reading starts with Jesus addressing those crowds again, those who are following and listening and believing in Jesus. And to them, but the final words are spoken to the 12 apostles, a smaller group. In fact, it's the apostles who say to the Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus says, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. At the end of that, Jesus goes on to say, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. And then next week, as we continue in Luke 17, it will be the story of Jesus cleansing the 10 lepers. Now, where you might ask, does our theme of R&R fit into all of this? Well, let me clear one thing up. I'm not necessarily talking about rest and relaxation when I'm talking about R&R. No, rather, I'm talking about what Matthew West describes as doing the impossible, giving what Christ gave us. Luke 17, verse 3, Jesus says, pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. The R&R is all about rebuking and repenting. It's all about forgiveness. And that's done in the context of those four bold verses where Jesus says, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him, and if he sins against you seven times in a day and turns to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. Now, those words, temptations to sin, more literally is translated stumbling block. Likewise, when it talks about the little ones, it's talking about causing little ones to stumble. So that's more like this. Stumbling blocks are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. The question that comes to my mind as I read these words over and over is, how can we rebuke sin without causing someone to stumble? Well, the key, I believe, is found in last Sunday's New Testament reading, where we were told to pursue righteousness, pursue godliness, pursue faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. In other words, it is very important that we always start out with the right goal. And the goal is not to get that person to stop sinning or get them to recognize even that they're sinning. The goal is that the individual would be drawn closer to Jesus. Because you see, it is Jesus who removes the sin, Jesus who removes the stumbling blocks, Jesus who transforms our thoughts and behaviors. So what are we called to do? We are called to focus on not getting between that person and Jesus, to focus on us not becoming a stumbling block to them. Forgiveness. Jesus says, stumbling blocks are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. That stumbling block may come in the form of insults put on Facebook, or just insensitive words communicated in a whole host of different ways. Stumbling block may be when we don't really listen to someone who's talking to us. Or that stumbling block might be a drunk driver killing your child. For a disciple of Christ Jesus, life is all about forgiveness. That's why when the disciple said, Lord, teach us to pray, he said, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgiveness is the opposite of putting a stumbling block in front of someone. In fact, forgiveness is removing those stumbling blocks, those barriers of separation. It's about finding ways for people to see Jesus and to turn to him. Pay attention to yourselves, Jesus says. Do you put stumbling blocks in front of people? Do you treat other people the way Christ Jesus treats you? You know, when I look at my own life, I marvel at how Christ forgives me. Unconditionally. Repeatedly. Undeservedly. Eternally. That forgiveness comes never begrudgingly, never partially, never even hesitatingly. It always comes immediately. It comes even before I repent, many times even before I'm aware of my sin. How precious His forgiveness is. For not only does it not allow me to be separated from Him, but it opens the door for the Holy Spirit to be at work in me, giving me His peace, hope, confidence, love, patience. And I'm sure that each of you find this same story true for yourself. As Christ removes those barriers, as He removes those stumbling blocks, He clears the path for the Holy Spirit to work in you just as He does in me, giving you what you need, giving you your heart's desire, peace, hope, confidence, love, patience. It is the Holy Spirit, you see, who also empowers us then to give to others those very treasured gifts that come to us so freely from Christ Jesus. Think for a moment of the stumbling blocks in your life, those things that cause you to fall. Things that take away or erode your peace, your hope, your confidence, your love, your patience. Now, having thought of them, rebuke them, my friends. Rebuke them and repent. What's repenting? Well, it's turning away from them and turning to Jesus. R&R, my friends, rebuking them and repenting of them brings the other R&R into our lives. We can rest in the forgiving arms of Jesus and relax, knowing that all of the pressure is on Him. Pressure to change us, pressure to change others, pressures to make things right in this world in which we live. And how many times can we come to Jesus with this same problem? Our same stumbles, our same sins, our same barriers that we build, asking Him to remove them? Well, which answer do you prefer? Answer A, up to 7 times per day, or answer B, as often as you are willing to forgive those who sin against you? Remember, it was to the Pharisees that Jesus said, Moses and the prophets, if you do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. I think to those stubborn Pharisees, He wasn't just talking, but to us. What He was saying is that if you are too blind, too arrogant to receive the gifts that Christ is giving to you, then you're like a Pharisee. But then it was to you and to me and all those people in the crowd who are listening, following, and believing, Jesus said, stumbling blocks are sure to come, but woe to the one who through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and they were cast into the sea than he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day and turns to you 7 times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. As I hear those words, if you're anything like me, your response is probably like the response of the 12. Lord, increase my faith. But you notice that Jesus, rather than rebuking him, he rebukes their doubts. As he simply says, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In the same way today, Jesus comes not to rebuke us, but to rebuke our sin. He comes to move us to repentance, that is, to turn our lives toward him, so that we can release all of those stumbling blocks and barriers in our lives and live in the rest and relaxation of his gracious, forgiving arms. Lord Jesus, show me how to love the unlovable. Show me how to reach the unreachable. Help me do the impossible. Forgiveness. Lord Jesus, I want to be set free. Show me how to see what your mercy sees. Help me now to give what you gave to me. Forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ enfold us and keep us in his gracious care this day and forever. Amen.